Coast Radio News for Monday, May 11, 2020. I'm George Henry. With wildfire season closely upon us, there is added concern that we are starting off in a drier state this season. Sayusa Valley Fire and Rescue Captain Tony Miller says there are things you can do to protect your home in the event of a wildfire. 0 to 5 feet from the house, you should remove accelerants like dry brush. And then from 5 to 30 feet,
spacing some trees out, maybe thinning them just a little bit.
Miller says the dry brush and dead plants close to the ground are the biggest worry for homeowners because they provide the fuel that will eventually burn the trees. As you get out around 100 feet from your house, you can do more to protect your property.
Clearing those trees from the ground up, limbing them up just a little bit, 8 to 10 feet is what is suggested.
May is Wildfire Preparedness Month. SVFR.org has tips available for how to prevent wildfires. Miller says one of the biggest contributors to wildfires are brush piles that get out of control. Over the weekend, there were 3 new reported cases of the coronavirus in Lane County. Lane County Health is reporting that 2 of the additions came on Friday and Saturday. Their website at lanecounty.org is showing the number 60 on its totals, the latest from Sunday. There have been 6 new deaths attributed to the coronavirus since Friday. The 3 most recent were reported on Saturday of a 76-year-old woman from Clackamas County, an 81-year-old man from Linn County, and a 92-year-old woman from Polk County. All 3 had underlying health conditions. The total number of confirmed cases is now at 3,228, but it's likely to climb even higher today. As of this morning, 127 deaths have been blamed on the COVID-19 in Oregon. Over the weekend, the governor's office has been pouring through requests from counties across the state. As many cities and municipalities are gearing up for phase 1 of the reopening of Oregon on May 15th. On Friday, Lane County submitted its request to reopen, stating that it had all the measures in place to safely begin commerce. Here in Florence, the city would be normally preparing for a rhododendron festival, and while it has been canceled, over the weekend there was a mock car cruise put on by the Rhodey Cruisers with some local bikers lining Bay Street to cheer them on. Members of the city were on hand to videotape the procession for a virtual Rhodey parade that will be displayed online at noon next Monday. This Wednesday, the Sayusa School District will meet virtually and will hope to approve their more than $27 million budget for the upcoming school year. With many unknowns due to the effect of the coronavirus on state funding, School Superintendent Andy Grzeszkowiak is proposing a rate freeze for himself for the upcoming academic calendar. The public is invited to join the Zoom meeting at sayuslaw.zoom.us. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, May 11th, 2020.